شيئا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العلي العظيم. You all know, my brothers and sisters, that the state of California issued an order last night, and that is the stay-at-home order. And we have to obey these orders. They come from the officials, from the political and civic leaders of our country, our state, our society, and we have a religious and moral obligation to obey these orders, and also to obey the orders and the recommendations of the public health officials in our society. We should not defy them. Defying these orders is not an act of heroism. So these orders should be respected and adhered to, and we should stay at home to protect ourselves, our families, and the rest of the community. We are facing a serious situation. But also we have to be brave. We should not allow fear and anxiety to overtake us. We should encourage others. We should empower others. We should remind others to be strong, not to freak out, not to lose patience, to stay together, to be united, and also to be positive. So please don't send any messages that carries any negativity with it. If you have a positive message, a strengthening and encouraging message, send it to your friends. Otherwise, refrain from sending negative ones, even if they are serious, because some people do not have the capacity to accept them. Some people are going to panic because of your messages. So don't contribute into weakening your community and your society. Be an element of positivity in your society. Be an element of encouragement and strength. And always speak about the good things. And the hadith says, when you speak about the good things, these good things are going to eventually arrive. تفاءلوا بالخير أو تفاءلوا بالخير تجدوه. The other thing that we witnessed during the last few days, that some people were panicking and they went to the stores and they started panic buying, sometimes stockpiling things such as food, other goods, other items that they really do not need them. And some people, they were hoarding and practicing price gouging, which is illegal and immoral. We should have confidence in our society, confidence in our system, and above all, confidence in God. There is enough food for people, so don't panic. You are not going to starve. When we take more than what we need, this is a bad sign. This is an indication of a spiritual weakness. This is an indication that we do not have enough trust in God. This is an indication of the weakness of the faith and connection to God. Yes, we take what we need, what is necessary, and we leave the rest for others. There are enough goods, enough food, enough items of every kind for the whole population. So don't freak out, please, and allow others to use this food and to get it. And let's not line up in long lines in front of the stores, and we think this is the end of the world. And I heard that even people are lining up to buy weapons to defend themselves. Some people think that we're going to have a civil war. These things are not going to happen. This is a test. This is an affliction. This is a pandemic, which is fast moving, yes, true, gripping an anxious nation, which is very true, but it is not the end of the world, my friends. Inshallah, there will be relief. There will be farage. And those who have good faith in God are not freaking out. We have to be optimistic. We have to be hopeful. And we have to share this hope with our family members and our community members. I love those of you who send only positive messages. So be positive during these difficult times. During these difficult times, we understand the nature, the true nature of the people around us. It's a reflection of your identity. It's a reflection of your personality. It's a reflection of your nature. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, with the remembrance of God, indeed, with a connection with God, our hearts and our souls are going to find peace and stability and comfort, inshallah. The other thing, my friends, in the midst of this chaos, we should not forget the most vulnerable in our society, the elderly, the poor, the orphans, the needy, the disadvantaged, the sick, those who cannot leave their beds, those who cannot leave their homes. So if you can help them out, reach out to them. Make a point that at least you reach out to one family, at least one family, at least one individual. Call them and inquire about them, ask about them, see if they need some help. This is the beauty of this life, is to share with others. Even if we have little, we can offer it and share it with others. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. Remember what God says in chapter 90 in the Holy Quran, that we have to overcome these barriers, psychological barriers, selfish barriers that we have in our life, that always put ourselves before others. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ. Offering food on a day of famine. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ. Either to an orphan who is near of kin. أَوْ مِسْكِينًا. An indigent. ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ. Whose hand is in the dust. Meaning that he has empty hands. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He or she is one of those who believe. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They remind each other of patience. We have to be patient. This is the time of patience. This is the time of national patience. Leaders have to be patient. Fathers, mothers, the children, the teenagers, men, women, we have to be patient. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وتواصوا بالمرحمة. We exchange mercy with each other and compassion. We become more compassionate, more forgiving, more understanding, more sharing with each other. May Allah bless you, inshallah. May Allah protect you. May Allah strengthen our societies physically and spiritually. May Allah keep this virus away from you. Only through our unity, only through our solidarity, we can help each other. Let me conclude with this story from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's our leader, our mentor, and our guide. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. We find beautiful examples, beautiful lessons in the life and legacy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When he announced his prophethood, most of the people of Quraysh, who were arrogant, they were not humble. Few of them were humble. Most of Quraysh were arrogant. They lived during the era of ignorance, al-jahiliyyah. They rejected him. They scorned him. They persecuted him. But he didn't give up. And he took upon himself not only to preach, but to help people in the streets. So one day he sees an old woman carrying a shopping bag, which was a bit heavy for her. So the Prophet approached her and he offers her help. He says, "Would you allow me to help you to carry this shopping bag with you and get it to your home?" She said, "Of course, of course." She was so happy to see a man approaching her and offering her help and assistance. So the Prophet carried the shopping bag and he followed her to her house, and then he puts the shopping bag on the ground, on the floor of her house. He was about to leave. She turned to him. She said, "I'd love to thank you. I'd love to give you a gift, but I don't have any means other than giving you an advice. Would you like me to give you an advice?" The Prophet said, of course, I welcome it." She said, "My son, it seems you are very honest. You are a man of integrity. You are a man of truth. You are very helpful. And because you carry these qualities, I want to forewarn you against a danger in our city that appeared in our society recently. And that danger is a man who says he's the prophet of God. His name is Muhammad. Don't get close to him. Don't allow this man to deceive you. This man is a magician. This man, he speaks good, that once you listen to him, you're going to be deceived. So don't get close to this man." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The Prophet smiled. And it is really difficult to smile under these circumstances. The Prophet said to her, "Ya Amatullah, have you ever seen Muhammad? Do you happen to know him?" She said, "No, I haven't seen him. Neither I know him. But I am forewarning you against him." The Prophet again smiled. He said, "Ya Amatullah, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah." She was shocked. She was shocked. "Are you truly Muhammad?" "Yes, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am the messenger of God." She said, "But you have all the good qualities in you. Why people don't like you?" The Prophet said, "Some of it out of prejudice. The rest is out of ignorance. But I am Muhammad. I assure you that I am the same Muhammad, Rasulullah." The old lady here, she she was left with no choice but to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. We congratulate the Persian community, the Afghan community, the Turkmen, the Kurds on the new year today. We hope inshallah this year is a year of relief and happiness and a prosperity for all mankind inshallah. Happy Nowruz to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين